some Midwest states are already taking steps to crack down on abortion. These restrictions will likely affect people of color the most, in particular the Black community. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports many are concerned about the impact on Black maternal mortality, as well as the risk of criminalization.
Black women nationwide seek abortions at a rate that's more than 3 times higher than white women. The reasons why fall under one general umbrella, structural racism. Monica McElmore is with the Center for Anti-Racism in Nursing at the University of Washington. She says this structural racism means society ultimately has set up Black Americans so they have less tools to support children. They are more vulnerable to things like living in poverty and intimate partner violence.
If you don't have the financial and social supports to be able to parent, an abortion seems like a relatively decent option for you.
McElmore says structural racism also means Black Americans are set up to be less prepared to prevent unintended pregnancies in the first place due to things like having lower rates of insurance coverage.
So when you think about just insurance access, allows people to have, you know, access to healthcare and other preventative health services, things like contraception.
Now, in a post-Roe world, McElmore and other experts worry new abortion restrictions will only create more obstacles for the Black community going forward. Rachel Hardiman is the director of the Center for Anti-Racism Research for Health Equity at the University of Minnesota. She says to start, many Black people who live in states with restrictions could have a harder time getting abortion care, which may involve travel.
They're disproportionately in that lower income category, only having access to jobs, for instance, that don't offer paid leave or don't offer time off to do, you know, to access the care that they need.
Ultimately, Hardiman says this could lead to more Black mothers dying. Maternal mortality rates nationwide for Black women are already 3 times higher than what they are for white women. And this disparity persists across education levels.
When you have more people that are forced to be pregnant, you have more people in the risk pool for adverse outcomes, right? And so from a sheer numbers perspective, what we're going to see is continued rising rates of maternal mortality.
A peer-reviewed study published last year predicted the rate of Black women who would die from pregnancy-related causes would increase 33% in the years following a total abortion ban. That's compared to just 21% for the general population. No Midwestern states have enacted a total ban so far, but some, including Missouri and Wisconsin, are close. Luana Nelson Brown is the executive director for the Iowa Coalition for Collective Change, an anti-violence group. Her concerns venture outside of healthcare. She says people in states that restrict abortion could be criminalized for seeking care, which, once again, could disproportionately affect Black communities.
What we're really looking at is criminalizing women for their own bodily autonomy, right? And so what that could look like is criminalization of women for their reproductive health.
This is something that also concerns Jasmine Burnett. She got an abortion as a young college student in Indiana in the late 90s. She says it changed her life for the better.
I'm thankful that my abortion provided me with that opportunity to be very embodied and very clear in my life. And I've had a beautiful life, and I've had a life that I've chosen.
Burnett, who has made a career working in abortion rights, says upon hearing about the U.S. Supreme Court decision, she got upset thinking about how other Black people might no longer have the same choice and control over their bodies the way she did.
And I was also crying because I was like, people are going to die. People are going to die trying.
Burnett says she's at a point now where she's spending a lot of time listening to the Black community's concerns about abortion. And she says that's what lawmakers should be doing too. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
This story comes from a reporting collaboration between Side Effects Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom.